And good afternoon, and welcome to the May 9th. Thank you. Edition. I never know where I am, what day it is. Edition of Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet in the studio with Laurent Landick, whatever your name is, and Alex the intern, whatever his name is. You can friend us on Facebook, download podcasts of the show at lambdaweekly.com. And Patty is out because she's having an allergy attack. Patty, feel better. That doesn't get you out of pledging for the show today. It is pledge drive. Give us a call. Alex is standing by looking at the phone forlornly because nobody is talking to him yet. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. And unlike certain other stations, this will be our last week of pledge drive. We will not extend for an extra however much in order to raise extra hundreds of thousands of dollars. But we do need your support. We promise to limit our pledge drives to when we say they're going to be.
So it's our last one, so let's make it a great one.
It is. And we've already have two pledges. I want to thank Elizabeth, and I want to thank Susan for calling in and making pledges to us. Gets us off to a great start today. We had a good week last week. So give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893. Let's see if we can beat the show before us. Rick, how did you do today? Did you even have a total?
Yeah,
because, you know, I walked in, he was reading, or one of his people was reading their list of who pledged. She had to go to the second page, just, he had one name after the other, after the other, after the other. So let's see if our show can do as well as the last show did. Metro 972-647-1893. Support KNON, great community radio. And when I say community radio, it's because we have an event going on in the community. It's our guest today is Kimberly Truax. She is from the GLBT Wedding Expo that's going to be held at the Melrose Hotel in Oak Lawn next Sunday. It'll be held from noon till 4 o'clock. It's sponsored by the Human Rights Campaign and the Metropolitan Community Churches in the area. Before we get to you, Kimberly, just some recent wedding news. The lower house of the Argentine Congress this week passed a marriage equality bill, and it goes on to their Senate, and we'll see. Interesting that, you know, a country like Argentina legalizing marriages. In Hawaii, the marriage equality movement's birthplace started with a lawsuit in the early 90s. And then at the very last minute, they passed the Supreme Court of Hawaii ruled on marriage equality. They ruled in our favor. The Hawaii legislature had passed some legislation, and at the last minute they got a constitutional amendment passed that overrode it, and that was the end of it there for a while. However, there is now a civil union bill. The civil union bill passed the legislature. It's on Linda Lingle's desk. Linda Lingle is their governor. She has until July 6th to decide whether to sign it or veto it.
Or not.
Or let it become law without her signature.
Right.
What's interesting is, and here's where nobody knows where to think, she's a Republican, she's Jewish. Which side is going to... she doesn't. There's one main synagogue in Hawaii. It's very liberal, Temple Emmanuel. It's on the Leaky Leaky Highway. It's this gorgeous thing up in the mountains overlooking everything. Not what you think of as a synagogue, but she belongs to the right-wing little Orthodox synagogue. So we don't know where she's thinking. Here's what the Honolulu paper this morning said about her. She said, civil union supporters and opponents alike have applauded the outgoing governor for her handling of the issue so far. They appreciate her interest in hearing arguments on both sides and keeping an open mind. And political observers say the governor appears genuinely undecided on what is one of the most controversial bills in Hawaii in recent years. And you have to give her credit. Any politician who's open-minded and listening to both sides, that's what her job is. So good for her.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely. I'm not criticizing. I'm not saying, obviously we come on one side of the... Okay, so I'm babbling.
Clear up for a lot of people out there who think you can get married in Hawaii. I have to tell people that all the time.
Right.
No, same-sex marriage is not legal in Hawaii.
And this is a civil union.
This will be a civil union. So.
Similar to what California has and Washington State and
what
New
Vermont
Jersey,
had.
What Vermont had till they did an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking about, last week we had on Candy Markham, and we were talking about building relationships. And in fact, one of our listeners took to heart some of the advice. One of Candy's pieces of advice was, you know, it's just dating. And she said, you know, if you talk to somebody and you'd kind of like to go out with them for the first time, her suggestion was, what do you suggest Wednesday? Let's go out for lunch. It's a limited amount of time you have during the work week, but it's very nice. It's very safe. She did it. She went out. They're going out again.
Good.
Yeah. And so
maybe, perhaps, they'll keep going out, and then one day they'll end up getting married.
But her point was, you know, if this doesn't work, it encouraged her enough that if this one doesn't work, she'll go on to the next one. Until, yes. Okay. Yeah. Kimberly, welcome.
Thank you.
That was a very long, rambling intro. Turn that mic a little bit toward you, because that mic isn't the most omnidirectional mic in the world.
There you go.
And we'll catch you better on the air. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, what is this? What is the Wedding Expo coming up?
Well, it is a fundraiser for the Would Jesus Discriminate campaign. It is a GLBT wedding and anniversary expo. It is a great place to come and show your support for same-sex marriage. It's a wonderful place to come and show your support for vendors that are supporting same-sex marriage. And it's just going to be a fun afternoon. This is our third year that we've done this, and every year it continues to get better. We are seeing more and more support out there. And it is a event where couples that are planning a union or a commitment ceremony, whatever they desire, that they can come to a safe place that is uplifting and supporting of their event and their relationship as a couple, and find vendors that are excited for them and will help them plan their event. They don't have to worry about, okay, you know, is this cake person or this flower person or this tuxedo person, you know, when they find out I'm going to have a union with a same-sex partner, are they just going to, you know, treat us differently or not give us the same level of service or not give us service at all? And this is a great place to come and find all of this in one place.
And that's an absolutely legitimate concern, you know. For those who don't know, my husband and I got married almost 3 years ago now, but we did it in Vancouver, Canada, and preparing to get the things to go there to get married, you know, the tuxes, the rings, and so forth, and that was always, like, a little nerve-wracking, going into different places, like, okay, are they going to flip out, are they going to treat us bad? You know, there's nothing that stops them from doing that. I mean, I know that in Dallas there's a... in their discrimination clause, we are included.
There is a non-discrimination ordinance, but and that is one of the things that it covers is accommodations.
It does.
If you were to go into, say, a jewelry store and mm-hmm. be absolutely discriminated, the law doesn't say I can't talk to you like you're a piece of garbage.
Exactly.
What it says is I can't refuse you service.
And you know,
but that's not your point with this.
No, not at all. I mean, okay, you know, Martin Luther King says, courage faces fear and therefore masters it, okay? And to me, you know, it takes a lot of courage to be yourself, be your authentic, true self. Not just for the gay community, for anybody, mm-hmm. okay? And for somebody to walk into, say, you know, one of the major jewelers here in Dallas with the same-sex partner, not knowing anybody in that store or having contact or anything, walking in cold to buy rings or to, you know, see about the venue for a reception or...
You know, we were talking about that a little bit before the show. Even a hotel that is the obvious place, like the Omni Melrose Hotel. No, it's not Omni. Warwick Melrose Hotel now. Which, it's in the middle of Oak Lawn. Mm-hmm. Who would even think... Now, that's where your event is going to take place.
Yes, they are presenting... sponsor this year. Mm-hmm.
But they have a history of not being bad, but you know, you talk to the wrong person and you might not be treated so well. Mm-hmm. So even a place like that, you want to have a contact. You want to get, if you go to your event, you get somebody's card, you call that person up and you know you're going to, you know, hi, I saw you at the GLBT Wedding Expo and my partner and I are blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah. Right. And I mean, you know, it takes courage to go anywhere these days. Mm-hmm. It takes courage to get out of there on the freeway. But when you can have a contact, you know, that lessens your anxiety. You can call somebody, make an appointment, and say, hey, I'm coming in. You can walk in somewhere and know that they're expecting you, that they're comfortable with your situation, and they're excited about helping you.
Right. Yeah. Lauren, did you have any...
That's what you get here.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any bad experiences looking for any of your vendors?
No. We were very, I guess, lucky. That's the only way I can put it. We were lucky. And we went to about a handful of different jewelry stores. I'm not going to say their names, but, you know, they were the main chains. And as far as to get our Texas, I think we only went to two or three different places. And everybody was rather just had no reaction or, well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. So
so you were open, honest. It wasn't just you were both buying rings. You were open, honest. We're having a wedding ceremony. It's going to be in Vancouver. We need to get rings. And
well, we didn't go into detail about where, but, you know, we're getting married. We need to get two matching rings. Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. That was surprised to even see this event when I saw the advertisement for a few months ago. That's why I was wanted to get you all on. It's because, you know, like I was saying before the show, if I had heard about a GLBT Wedding Expo in California or Massachusetts or any of the other handful of places where same-sex relationships are legally recognized in some way or another, I wouldn't be surprised. But here in Dallas, I'm like, wow. So there is a market here for that, apparently.
Absolutely.
What would the difference be maybe between doing an expo here and doing one in Boston?
Well, you know, Boston, you know, it, like he says, would be no surprise. That's their norm now, thank God, you know.
Yeah.
Give them kudos for that. Here, it's not so much the norm for, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth.
So might you just... You know, it's the same thing where, you know, they're having a party, you're having a party. But right. You might add in the extra element of, okay, now, if you're going to get, if you want the marriage license, then you need to go to here, 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 or here. Here's somebody who can help you with your trip.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a lot of people, you know, everybody's ceremony and the way they choose to do it is just as different at each individual is. And, you know, some couples are having what they call a holy union here or a commitment ceremony of some sort. Mm-hmm. And a reception, and then going to another state to get a legal marriage or a legal civil union. Some are going and doing their civil union or their legal marriage in another state and coming back here and having the reception. Some are moving altogether and doing it. So there's multiple ways it can be done.
And the good thing about it is there is no right or wrong.
That's right. That's right.
It's that, whatever that suits you.
Exactly. Is that one thing you find with gay and lesbian ceremonies, that there's a wider range? Because you did research and looked at other wedding expos, traditional opposite-sex wedding expos. They don't usually call them that, but I always do.
We should start calling them.
Oh, I do. I always do. I always say, "Oh, you're getting." I always say, "Oh, you're getting straight married." if I can only get same sex married, they can only get straight married.
There you go.
I have several cousins. They've gotten straight married. If are you finding that there's a greater range in a gay and lesbian wedding expo for what people come expecting to take away from it, that at a traditional, I don't want to call it traditional, at an opposite sex wedding expo, they're really looking for more traditional things. She has to have the dress. The white dress. Doesn't matter that she is going to look absolutely ridiculous in a white, you know, flowing gown.
That absolutely doesn't make any difference that she already has 4 or 5 kids.
I know I make fun. I know I have the reputation I make fun of Erin. I don't mean to do that. Can you imagine Erin when she got married? And Erin had gotten married. She's spoken about this on the air. Erin is Patty, our co-host's mm-hmm. partner. When she got married, can you imagine Erin in the white flowing gown? Neither can I.
No.
So, right. So,
that's right.
So, but she would have gone to this looking for that. It has to be true. Do you find that
she had gone to one of the major Metroplex bridal shows, you know, and she's more, you know, comfortable. Maybe she's more comfortable in a tux or in, you know, a pantsuit or something like that. But had she gone to one of these other bridal shows, they would have zoned in right on her and wanted to sell her a dress, you know, and try to put her in that.
And this is
having any sort of understanding of who she is.
And knowing Erin, and this is, I mean, this utmost respect and a compliment. Can't you see her in a nice, smart pantsuit?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that so much Erin? And she was opposite sex married, so I'm sure there was, you know, the dress, because that was it. So you find that in something like this, there is more, oh, even working with the couple to get them really what's right for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
There has to be a clear understanding of what that couple is about and what their comfort zones are and... you know, you do. You have to spend more time with a same-sex couple to make their dream come true. Because
and even though I'm really, really, really far from anything that could be referred to as a wedding planner, I would assume that that would be more exciting than just the standard, okay, he's going to have a black tux and you're going to have a white dress. Mm-hmm. Even though there's an array of both, it's still the standard. So when you get a gay lesbian couple... can have some fun with it.
Well, and plus we're way more creative, right?
There you go.
We are. And we're going to come back to that. We're talking to Kimberly Truex. She is the director, creator, the presenter.
I don't know what they named me.
Yeah,
they named me something.
Yeah, well, she's the something. For the GLBT Wedding Expo, it's going to be held at the Melrose Hotel in Oaklawn next Sunday at noon, from noon to 4. It is pledge drive here today, and we've gotten a couple of pledges. We need a few more. Give us a call. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. And pledge to Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show on the air anywhere in the world. KNON is the one who invented gay radio and GLBT radio. And actually, I guess it was more grand start, but we've added the LBT into it as we've been on the air. In 1983, it was unheard of, and KNON has supported the gay and lesbian community. They're some of the greatest straight allies that there are anywhere in the Metroplex, anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, committing airtime every single week for the last 27 mm-hmm. years. 27 years. God. Every Sunday, that's what I do, is I've been here. Give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893, and support KNON. If you make a $40 pledge, we have black 100% cotton t-shirts with a white KNON 89.3 Dallas Skyline logo on the front. Or you can get our new ball caps. These are different if you got a KNON cap before. This is a whole new ball cap. Or Patty's favorite, the black apron with the white KNON logo in front. Some of the other things that we do have, the Full City Roast Coffee. It's an 8-ounce bag for a $30 pledge, and you can get two bags for a $50 pledge. We have the KNON black backpack for a $50 pledge also. A few other things that we have, we'll talk about those in a few minutes. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
If you're having a hard time selling that old car truck, or just don't want the bother of selling it, the KNON Vehicle Donation Program can help. Just call 817-KNON-AUTO. Or donate online at knon.org. It's so easy when the tow truck comes to your home and picks up the vehicle. They give you the paperwork that you'll need and relieve the stress of what to do with the old car that won't sell. The number to call is 817-KNON-AUTO. Or donate online at knon.org.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
Hey, And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet, and I'm here in the studio with Laurent Landis and Alex. Alex is waiting for your calls. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. You know, one of the things Patty was talking about last week was people who've been on our show who, you know, we've promoted local events. We're one of the few places you can go on the air to talk about things going on in the gay and lesbian community.
We have said many a times, if there's anybody who's anybody in the GLBT community, they've been on our show at least once.
Oh, I'm somebody.
You are somebody.
You are somebody.
You are
Kimberly.
Somebody. Welcome. You weren't until today, and now you are.
Now you are.
We should give people their somebody certificates.
So we need people to call in and give back that love at 972-647-1893. And you know what? We would be absolutely remiss if we didn't mention Happy Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day. There are red roses in the back of the room, and I suppose that's
They're
for
gorgeous.
All of us mothers.
Yeah. You know, somebody sent me a text this morning and told me Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Laurent. And the reason, you know, we're talking about weddings.
I'm not these a mother.
These two are so damn traditional. Before they decided to even find a surrogate, they wanted to make sure that they were married. So, and they wanted to make sure that they didn't find a surrogate who got pregnant less than 9 months.
I'm that way, too.
So they got married. They waited several months before even starting working with a surrogate to make sure that Gabrielle was, you know, legitimate. They are so traditional.
It just happened like that.
But
so
right.
He says. So he says.
But you know, again, where else are you going to hear this information about, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to have a wedding or ceremony or whatever, where's going to hear about information where you can come and find that out? You're not going to hear about that on any other radio station.
So what are some of the different things that people aren't even thinking about that you might need at your ceremony?
Well, how about partner benefits and, well, not necessarily benefits, but protections. Mm-hmm. And the benefits, I guess, that you are going to give to each other, and making sure that those papers are drawn up and that you're protected, mm-hmm. you know, those protections for each other.
And it's interesting, we were talking a little bit before about what are some of the things that you need to do or that you would have at a GLBT wedding expo mm-hmm. that you wouldn't necessarily have
right.
at a straight wedding expo. There's all that legal stuff.
Absolutely, you know. We're going to have, you know, some financial planners and some attorneys that can help you make things as legal for yourself as you possibly can and protect yourselves in your relationship and any children that you may have, making sure that their rights are protected. You know, there's going to be some realtors, some couples, you know, are going to be moving in together for the first time and need to find a new home. There's going to be obviously all your obvious cake and flower people and mm-hmm. tuxedo and dresses and all of that, party planners. But that would probably be one of the things that you probably would not see at a traditional
because they don't need it.
Show. They don't need it.
They don't
exactly.
need it. Right, right.
Exactly.
I know there's various different reasons why a gay couple chooses to or not to have a ceremony, whether it's legal or not. But one of them is the reason why some of them hold off is because they can't do it in their churches that they belong to. Mm. And that's really important for some couples. And I think if they were to go to this, they could see that there are some churches out there who would embrace them and have their ceremony.
Right. Believe it or not, there are a lot of affirming churches in the Metroplex to where you can hold your ceremony. And the Metropolitan Community Churches, there's five churches in the Metroplex here that do that, and those are wonderful places that you can go and have your union or your ceremony. And there's others as well in the Metroplex. So that, you know, it's not...
Of all denominations.
Right, it's
not all denominations, but many.
Not that, you know, a hotel's not a beautiful place or a park's not a beautiful place to have a ceremony, and that works for different people. But people that truly are more traditional, like myself, that want, you know, a church or stained glass windows or whatever, which is on my list, you know. You know, and some of the universities also have chapels and non-denominational chapels around the Metroplex that are open to that too. So, again, the Wedding Expo is a great place to come.
Surprisingly, exactly. Number 14 on the list of worst places for gays and lesbians to go to school, SMU has lots of places and are happy to host gay and lesbian weddings. Mm-hmm. It helps them shed their image that they don't like. And they don't. I mean, officially, the administration hates that image. They feel they've done everything. You know, they have all kinds of partnership benefits, everything else. But and that's a wonderful example of, ooh, let's be creative. I think it's your guest at the event, your hair person. I was reading something about him.
Daniel Lewis.
Yeah.
And it might have been the story in The Voice where he said, don't have a wedding outside, and you mentioned parks.
I would not have a wedding outside.
Because, elaborate on that. Why?
Because I don't want to sweat. I don't want to get caught in the rain.
I hear you.
I don't want my hair to wilt. I don't want my makeup to run. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a problem at Laurent's.
I don't want wind blowing everything. I don't want ants. I don't, you know, it sounds romantic and everything, just like a beach wedding does in the sand, you know.
That was a problem at Laurent's. His makeup was just awful.
It got all over my suit.
It did.
You know?
It did. It
was. Again, we talked a little bit about how different couples choose to have a ceremony or even to legally do it, you know, for various different reasons. I know when we were had told all our friends that we were going to actually, you know, fly away and get married. You know, there were some whispers of, you know, why are they doing it? Because it's not legal here. Mm-hmm. You know, that we have our own reasons why we did it. But the fact of the matter is, as far as just having a reception or a party, there's no law that says you can't do that. You know, you can do that anywhere.
As much as Greg Abbott doesn't think that you should get married,
you can have a party. You can have a ceremony wherever you want, in all 50 of the states.
That's right.
So there's another reason to go to this and find out some good information about how to throw yourself a proper ceremony.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the party.
It's all about the party.
You know, and one of the things, one of the problems we have in Texas legally, it is that, you know, how do you establish that you've, that this is the person who is my next of kin? How do I establish that this really is the person that I want to leave my stuff to? I would say, and, you know, I'm not giving the legal opinion here, but I would think that you and Danny having an actual marriage certificate there are one step more protected than Patty and Aaron are, who have all those same papers in place, but don't have that extra wedding certificate.
That's actually one reason why we did it. And, you know, it was just like, well, you just never know. You never know what it could mean legally. We know what it means right now, but you don't know what it could mean in the future. And you know what?
And you can have all those papers in place, and you could get the wrong judge, and the judge says, well, no, I'm going to give everything to his brother.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and we wanted to do it, you know, while we're still somewhat young. You know, who knows how long it's going to take for Texas to recognize same-sex marriage. I don't want to wait forever.
As opposed to me, who's somewhat old.
I didn't say that.
You said that.
I just thought that when you are talking about one side, that you're making a comparison, and your mic is off for the rest of the show. I do want to remind everybody, it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. You don't have to talk to me. Don't worry. It will be Alex, and he's nice.
Alex is a sweetheart.
Yeah, give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893. Support great community radio. And if you want to wait till after the show, I'll be around after the show. You can give us a call also, and Alex will be here through the next show. You can always call us later. Just tell us it's for Lambda Weekly if you're calling after this show. But support community radio. Your money here does not go to paying for shows, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for programming rights for shows coming from elsewhere, as other stations do. I can't tell you the nasty email I got from the station manager of one of those two stations owned by elsewhere. I got such a nasty email this week. But our programming is live. It's local. It's about our community. And the money that you're donating goes for one thing only that's running the station. And by running it, I mean the lights here, the electricity that keeps the board running, the tower rental to broadcast there's one person who has to be in the tower for all of the maintenance and everything else. We do have to pay him. And
some simple things like our microphones.
And the microphones.
Because, you know, sometimes they don't work.
Basic equipment that goes on here in the studio. But your money is going to make the station physically
Absolutely.
Operate. It's not going, you know, it's going for rent, and we have a nice studio, but we don't have, a palace that you could produce, any kind of anything in that some other stations here in town have that run pledge drives that run overtime and cut into our pledge drive.
I take it you're bitter about this.
I'm not bitter. I was furious. I was furious about their pledge drive this week.
Well, that's better, I think.
Yeah.
Furious.
Because it shows how much they disrespected us also. And I shouldn't talk about that. And actually, we did better during those first few days because people were so annoyed how long theirs went on that they turned them off. They did. I had several people tell me that they just have stopped listening to that station. And I don't want you to stop listening to our station, which is why our pledge breaks are much shorter. But give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893. Alex is standing by. We're going to go to our entertainment report.
Alrighty, the latest celebrity to officially come out of the closet was also a first. Shelley Wright became the first. Correct me in a minute.
Katie Lang.
Shelley Wright became the first country musician to openly declare that she is in fact gay. Shelley details her journey in her new autobiography, Like Me, Confessions of the Heartland Country Singer. Shelley says, quote, "I lived in Nashville for 20 years and nobody knew I was gay. I've been called humanitarian, a great American, and now I'm proud to say I can be called a lesbian." Now, Katie Lang, is that what you were referring to?
Yes.
I don't know if she's considered a country artist.
She sure was when she came out.
I thought she was like a folk artist, and there's a difference.
She was country when she came out, and she is crossover and has done so much more. But that's what talented people do. Go ahead.
Okay. That's all I have to say about it, but... I mean, good for her.
I put something on the Voices website.
I think you have probably more to say about it than I did.
I put something on the Voices website about her, and I said, I don't think she's a great role model because part of her story, and you can listen to it, she was on Joy Behar this week. Part of her story was she decided to come out when she had a shotgun in her mouth and blah, 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 and she's ready to blah. I think that's a horrible role model for kids to hear. I think that's horrible. I don't want Alex to know, and when I'm pointing at Alex, I mean, Alex is still in school, and he has a great relationship with his family, and he wanted to get involved in the gay and lesbian community, and he contacted us, and he's on the show with us now. That's happy, healthy. The person who had the shotgun in her mouth, I'm sorry, I think that's a horrible thing to even use as a role model. And the reason to come out, she came out because she has a new book and a new CD. It was time to go with her CD, which is the first one that she's had in 5 years. Sorry, I'm not buying her CD just because she came out because she had a shotgun in her mouth.
Okay, here's the other side of this.
And there is
Where's
one.
That all might be true. I mean, I'm sorry. I have nothing but praise for any celebrity who comes out now. I call her celebrity. She's known in the country world.
Oh, she is.
I've never heard of her.
Oh, people in our office had heard of her.
Yeah, so be it. And as far as her, about to commit suicide, well, we know there's a high rate of LGB youth who commit suicide.
And there is.
So, I mean, she is... she's definitely appealing to somebody.
And
now,
you know,
is she trying to be a role model? Who knows?
You know what I want to hear from her? I did that, and I... You know, fortunately, I got myself into counseling in time.
Well,
and I'm still going through counseling to make
sure. She came out of it somehow.
I know.
So that is a good thing.
I know she did. I want to hear more about the how I'm getting.
To that point.
Yeah, how I'm getting healthy part.
Well,
maybe we can read about it in her book.
Maybe she does. Maybe she talks about it in her book.
And maybe she does. And the fact that.
Now,
the book is timed with her coming out.
I'm sure. Of course she wants to make a buck off of it. But there is something also here. There has been none that I could find because I was looking for some. There's been no response from other fellow country singers or musicians. You know, that is a very conservative genre of music.
Yes, it is.
So, I am interested to see how, you know, is her career going to tank after this?
She hasn't had a CD in 5 years. No, it's not.
One might, you know, say that it already has, and we're trying to push it back up. I don't know. I've never heard of her either. So
I never heard of her, no. But I don't listen to country
but
music.
But now you so. Have. Has her career tanked? No, it
it's
hasn't.
Too early to say.
Right. Well, look at Clay Aiken, though. Of course, he was already.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was surprised by that.
No. I don't think so. I mean,
no, but it didn't. Certainly now, didn't hurt him.
No, it didn't hurt him.
There was more about this that I got slammed about on The Voice. And if somebody would like to go slam me more, go ahead. It's right on, click on Instant Tea and you'll find it. Here was my point. Not that I don't think her story should be heard, but when you're hearing that, I think you should hear some stories about people who come from happy, healthy families, people who come from happy, healthy, religious backgrounds, who, I never came out to be coming out. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, David's gay.
Well, you know, find a celebrity who's...
Yeah, my dad said, I'm not crying because you're telling me. He said, I'm crying because you're finally telling me.
Right. and those are wonderful stories.
Yeah. Please, go to The Voice and say that, because those are good stories. Yeah. Lauren,
however,
you even had... not the best relationship with your parents, but you weren't about to kill yourself.
No, but I'm not everybody. So find a celebrity who has stories like you all and tell them to share them.
There are other people who have those.
But find a celebrity, do it.
Yeah,
we need to get a celebrity on here.
There you go.
That is.
There you go. There you go. All right, moving on. Elton John will not be allowed to perform in Egypt, according to Egypt's Musicians Union, because of Elton's controversial comments he made in Parade magazine a while back. I don't know if y'all remember. He said that he believed that Jesus was gay, and that trying to be a gay woman in the Middle East, and you're as good as dead. Egypt's Musicians Union is the only body authorized to allow performances by foreign singers in Egypt. So they said, uh-uh.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's official. Chastity Bono is now Chaz Bono, as his legal name and gender change was granted this week by a Santa Monica, California judge. Chaz announced last summer that he was undergoing the transition from a female to male, and according to his attorney, said he couldn't be happier. This is an important step in his transition and will allow him to change a variety of his identity documents to show who he truly is. So good for him.
And, you know, and what's interesting about that story is that her mother, his mother,
Cher,
is more accepting of Chastity becoming Chaz than she was originally of Chastity coming out as a lesbian.
I think she said, yeah. I think she said time to get educated.
Right.
Yeah. And last, the movie I Love You, Philip Morris, the gay prison love story starring Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor, is finally being given a release date. This film has now been out. It was made over 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and they can't find a distributor. I think that says something. It must be a bad movie. But the film will now open on July 30th and expand on August 6th.
Do you
remember? Seriously, you got two big stars here.
Do you remember the book?
Yes, I haven't read it, but I've heard it.
And we had the author on. When it first came out?
Yeah.
Long time, mm-hmm. when it first came out. Okay. It's not the best book in the world either.
Okay, so it must not be the best book.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Brokeback Mountain, both of them were sort of known. They weren't huge stars yet. Yet that movie took off. This movie...
Yeah, but that movie was different. It was...
it was very different,
It
but
was released by Universal's small release.
Yeah, their independent film.
And it
branch.
Was supposed to be just art house release. It was getting such great reviews.
It
and
took off.
People were... Yeah, and so they...
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem with this one.
Well, I just think when you got two huge actors like this and you still can't get it distributed, mm-hmm. that's saying something.
Now, we do need to remind you, we need to take a break. We need to remind you, it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM, the voice of the people. This is the only station in the Metroplex that can say, don't touch that dial, we'll change the station for you. KNON is the open mic for the whole community. Do you want to keep that mic on for this show? What you're listening to right now will only be here in the future if you pick up the phone now and call 972-647-1893. Your money matters. 2/3 of KNON's budget comes from you, the KNON listener. If you've done your part, we thank you. If you're waiting for the pledge drive to finish, you might wait out the existence of this show on KNON. Do your part while you can. Call now, 972-647-1893.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And it's time for
Those Darn Heterosexuals. A British man studying electrical engineering modified an electric Barbie car. Maximum speed, 4 miles an hour. When a heterosexual father was done working on the toy, he couldn't wait to take it out for a drive. Unfortunately, he had been drinking and was pulled over for a DUI. Since it was his second charge in 10 years, he lost his driver's license for 3 years.
Okay, here's an even more stupid thing to drive while drunk. A Minnesota man souped up his Lazy Boy recliner with a lawnmower engine, headlights, and a cup holder. When he left a bar, he hopped into his Lazy Boy and crashed into a parked car. He wasn't seriously injured, but was arrested for drunk driving, and he got 2 years probation, and the Lazy Boy was impounded for auction.
Okay. Colt Hetzley was arrested at the Preble County, Ohio Fair for peeping in the women's toilets. His defense was that police violated his right to privacy with their surveillance. He lost.
I like that argument.
Heterosexual police sergeant David Cohen of Stoughton, Massachusetts, charged the department $113,000 in extra pay for the 481 hours he spent in court and 280 hours of prep time. The department doesn't think they owe him any money because the prep and court time were for Cohen to defend himself against charges of extortion and witness tampering. He was sentenced to 30 months in jail.
And that's this week's
Those Darn Heterosexuals.
Before we go back to Kim, who's here from the GLBT Wedding Expo, it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call. And I know it's Mother's Day, and probably a lot of people aren't listening. And some people actually might be listening online later on. If they do, if you're listening online, you can still make a pledge. Just go to the KNON website. That's KNON.org. You can pledge online and just indicate that it's for Lambda Weekly. And I know we always do get a few more pledges that come in online with us. But maybe we'll get even more now that we're recording the shows, putting them online, and people are listening later. Give us a call, Metro. If you're listening live, give us a call, Metro 972-647-1893. And actually, if you're listening later on and you call during another show, we do take pledges for each other because we all do like to help each other.
We also have an amazing video online of David and me, and you should watch that. And then you'll laugh and you'll want to support this kind of shenanigans.
It's a cute video.
We did a quickie little thing. Kim is from the GLBT Wedding Expo. It's going to be held at the Melrose Hotel next Sunday, noon to 4. It's sponsored by the Human Rights Campaign and Metropolitan Community Churches of the Dallas area. And we're just talking about, you know, how do you prepare for a wedding?
And this is the third annual time.
The third one, yes.
And what's been the response from the previous two, from people who show up to these?
Well, they're thrilled. In fact, some people had gone to the bigger bridal shows and were scared to death. I mean, they just, you know, didn't know who they could talk to, who they didn't want to talk to, you know, who to steer clear from. And fortunately, some of our vendors that were in our show were also in that show. And they recognized them, you know, talked to them, said, you need to come over here. And they were just, you know, relieved, thrilled, happy that, you know, there was an event specifically for our community.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Have you seen in the previous two, were there more lesbians who were out shopping around, or more gay men, or about a balance of the two?
You know, I'm going to say there was a good, healthy balance.
Oh, that's really was. That's good. That's good.
Pleased to see.
Well, because, you know, you always hear that, you know, getting married or just even a ceremony, that's more of a woman thing. I know that's typical.
I don't think that's true. I think I know
boys
more.
Are really
well,
doing it too.
Well, you know, we're always a little different. But in the straight world, it's definitely the women who push the wedding.
But in the LGBT world, I don't know that.
Well,
that's
I don't
true
know. I don't know if that's true in our world.
It's the gay man or the straight woman usually.
Exactly.
Yeah, for the straight wedding.
Exactly.
Maybe more of the lesbian couples I know are doing a more down and dirty, let's just have a nice party, but we're just going to do a simple ceremony. And I'm saying that, I'm not stereotyping there, I'm saying of the ones that I know.
Gotcha.
Whereas the guys are like, oh, please, would you stop with the, you know, you can only wear one boutonniere. You cannot have a full bouquet pinned to your lapel, Laurent. We had to stop him. He was a little bit up. You know, and that bouquet in your hair, Laurent, was just over the top. Do you find that there's a difference, though, seriously, of the people who come?
I think everybody is different. You know, myself, I am very traditional. I want the church. I want the reception.
And you have one coming up.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
Wonderful.
Thank you. And, congratulations. But then, you know, there are others that want, you know, to be out by the pool, you know, and have a simple little service and just a little cookout, and that works good for them, you know.
Do you find there's a difference generally between what the gay male couple wants and the lesbian couple is looking, not wants, but is looking for at this expo, or really a full blend of
it's a huge blend. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you have simple to the extravagant. Mm-hmm. And everything in between. Mm-hmm. You really do.
Do you find a generational difference in what people are looking for? Like, you know, Laurent was a dopey kid, and he didn't know until he was 19. Well, you were. He didn't know until he was 19.
He was a popular dopey kid.
He was a dopey kid. He didn't know until he was 19 that a gay couple couldn't get married. Just never occurred to him.
Well, I mean,
and that's how it should be.
Yes. You know, I mean, come on.
It's actually healthy. That's what I'm talking about when I say healthy role model.
When I was 19, gay marriage definitely wasn't a topic that's in the news all the time. I didn't know of any gay couples that had gotten married. I just thought, well, probably nobody would do it. But I, in fact, have the right to marry whoever I wanted. That's what I was thinking in my head. Boy, did I get an awakening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You, love.
Mm-hmm. You know, but boy, did I get an awakening. That's not how it is. But
well, and also when you say, I don't know people who've gotten married, or gay couples who've gotten married, you didn't really know gay couples.
Exactly.
You were 19 at
exactly.
the time. You know, you
exactly.
Just, yeah. So. And, you know, and lived, you were suburban, you were, you know, and...
Very much so.
Yeah, so you just didn't have that experience, and not that being suburban means you can't have...
going to family weddings and mm-hmm. things, and like, oh, when I fall in love with somebody, I want this. This right. is what I want for myself, mm-hmm. you know? And boom, you did, and then it's like, what do you mean?
But I do find it interesting, you know, for my generation, because my friends who are, you know, my other gay friends who are my age, we all were, you know, we can't wait to settle down and get married, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I guess from David's generation, that's not the case.
And that's really what I was asking. I was just talking this morning to a friend of mine who's exactly my age, and he agreed with me that in my generation, it was more, we specifically don't want what you have. We specifically don't want that. And I know that's not true overall, because I've been to more of the gay weddings that I've been to have been people my age, so it's not entirely...
Of course, it's not 100% either way.
I'm really not generalizing. I'm saying me and my friend who was talking this morning, that we specifically don't want what other people have. Do you find the differences in what people are looking for, that there's something generational there? Or did you notice, ooh, the older people like the nicer honeymoon. Ooh, the younger couple really wants to include their parents more.
Traditionally, you know, the older couples have more dollars to spend, mm-hmm. you know, so yeah. they're probably going to take a little bit fancier trip. That's not always the case. And, you know, the younger generations, they're coming out earlier. They're coming out in high school and, mm-hmm. you know, before then. And their families have a long time to get used to that. And, you know, it's very important that my family be there and,
right.
and mm-hmm. support us. And my partner's family to be there and support us. And we're
That's
very
interesting. We talked about that last
that,
week.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, we did talk about that
But
last
I wanna,
week.
But I want to get Alex in here because you're from another generation. Just, now, of course, you can't generalize. You don't know everybody that's your age. Well, for the most
actually,
part,
I do. I'm that popular. But anyway.
You're that popular. For the most part, what is like the general consensus about getting married for GLBT folks your age?
Well, as far as I can tell, most of us don't want to yet. I think that's a long-term goal. Most of us just want 21.
Okay.
Most of us
and
just,
just turned 21.
Yeah, in December. Most of us just want to go have a good time. however you may want to interpret that.
And I think that is...
And that's pretty common.
I think that's the answer to your question, that people who are getting opposite sex married at that age have just gotten knocked up. Alex has not gotten knocked up yet. And I'm serious.
Not for lack of trying. So,
there isn't the pressure. There isn't the pressure for True. Alex to have a baby and have a partner that there would be for his heterosexual brother or sister.
Well, I know that a lot of my straight friends do indeed have gotten married
already,
and they graduated with me in high school, so they're either younger or a little older than me, and they're all getting married. None of them had kids yet that I know of, but I'm sure that's coming.
That's coming. But you all also don't have this idea in your mind that this is not something that's in my game plan ever, just because I'm gay.
No. My friends do want to get married, and they get all into the gay marriage debate and whatnot.
There you go.
So it's just there isn't the pressure to marry at the
exactly.
younger age.
I find, in the GLBT community, most of us, got right into our careers and got right into, had our focus on what we were going to do for a living and support ourselves, and we got into our careers, and so at this day and time, you're finding, older. We're in our, 35 to 55, now we're traditionally, you got married, our opposite sex couples got married. I like that. I'm going to be using that.
Opposite sex weddings.
Opposite sex couples, would get married in their early 20s or immediately when they got out of college or while they were in college and then have their families young, So... they are now, in their 40s, and they've completed their family and all of that, and they've spent all their money. So now they're more career focused in their 40s. We're in our 40s. We have established our careers and are, have some money in the bank. Now we're looking at getting married and, possibly having children. I think the GLBT community is pretty... much on the same page, we're doing that later than
we're late bloomers.
I want to do one last pledge
They're
break.
Early, we're late.
Yeah. I want to do just one last pledge break. The number is Metro 972-647-1893. Please call us. Support Lambda Weekly. Support KNON that has supported the gay and lesbian community ever since the station went on the air. We're one of we have 60 different shows on the station, a few more than that, and we're one of five or six of the original shows. That's how much support we've had from the station.
And it just means that we are that awesome.
And do you realize we went on the air before Alex was born?
When were you born, Alex? 1980 what?
1988.
Jennifer, isn't that really upsetting? That we've been doing this for longer than since Alex.
You have.
Where's
his weed coming from?
One thing that Jennifer just scribbled me a message. What about music at the expo?
Music as far as...
As for the event. Do you
oh,
have
for the
musicians?
Event? Oh, yes. there
sources?
There could be, DJs or little combos or,
Yeah, so good variety, and so that's one of the things that you can also choose. You have a guest at the expo, he is?
We do. We have the celebrity stylist and Bravo's fan favorite from Sheer Genius, Daniel Lewis. We're very excited. He's going to be the host and the MC for the show. And he does fabulous wedding hair, from what I understand.
You got to have your hair together.
That's right. And he's very excited, about this for the gay community. And I know he was talking about in his... interview in The Voice, he was saying that most of his clientele were, 30 to 50 year old women who live behind a gate somewhere, and so he's really excited about, being himself even more and giving back to his community.
We think about, oh yes, the woman has to have her hair done all specially. Did you get a special haircut for your wedding?
No.
You didn't?
I mean, I got a haircut, but it was nothing special about it.
See, I'll get my hair done now, but my partner will not.
She will not.
She will not.
Any reason why not, or she's just not a hair person?
No, I mean, she has beautiful hair. I love lovely hair, but, you know, she's not a updo or a, you know, frou-frou. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
and,
me.
And he'll be doing it?
I think so, yeah. Oh, that would be cool. Yeah.
Good, cool. Good. Yeah.
You know, I just want to tell everybody, again, for someone who's been through this process already, you know, it would make it much easier if you already know the people who not only will take your business, but will embrace and congratulate and willing to help you out and do this. It'll make it much more pleasurable. And you know, it's one of those things. It's one of the most important things in your life. And so you want to have a good time. So
even if you're the kind of person who goes into things thinking, you know, we need two rings. I'm not even, you know, of course they want my business. I'm spending whatever $1,000 on this. And then they turn around going, you know, this way it just avoids all that.
It
you
really
go to
does.
People who are just, they want your business. They just, they look at it, and it's more than just want your business, but look at your relationship as.
They're there to celebrate you. I mean, this is an event to walk into and have all of these people there to celebrate you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what better event to go to?
And it sounds like a lot of fun, and we're going to talk right afterwards about possibly being there at the event with you.
Yeah,
I'm usually on the air longer, but.
Using that one day to get some last minute pledges.
And getting some pledges.
That would
be great. Not that we're extending Pledge Drive. That's the other station that does that. But we do take pledges here during our scheduled pledge drives. Metro 972-647-1893.
And they can go to whywouldwe.org/expo to get your tickets for the wedding expo.
Right. And you know how I found it? I just went online. I said, Gay Weddings Dallas, and I found it. So you can do a search. You come right up first. So and next weekend, wedding expo. Kim, thank you for being with
us. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Have a great wedding yourself. LaRon with his traditional wedding before his child was born.
Oh. I've already had my wedding. I'm not doing it again.
I'm right with you. I'm right with him.
And we're going out with music from
Sinead O'Connor.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I